This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Jehi McMath may indeed be dead, but enough new neurological evidence exists that demands her death certificate be reviewed. So says attorney and noted bioethicist Wesley Smith, the youth was given a questionable death certificate, left unsigned by any attesting physician after a failed sleep apnea surgery. An attorney for the family is making it a federal case. The standard of doublespeak from the White House is being reinforced again. Despite ardent pro-abortion policies, the chief executive is defending food stamp expansion by inadvertently recognizing children in the womb. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. A city in Virginia tried banning songs as free speech, and officers for Falls Church, Virginia were applying the ordinance to a pro-life group singing Christmas carols in front of an abortion business. A video at lifenews.com shows an officer telling the group to be very careful of their actions and mentions a no-singing ordinance, something which clearly takes the group by surprise. Attorneys for the Alliance Defending Freedom called the ordinance preposterous, saying that no city ordinance can trump the First Amendment. These attorneys gave the city until noon, December 23rd, to rescind their ordinance, and they complied. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.